This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
I've been busy, Johnny Ray, on the phones all day long today. Not all day, but throughout a good chunk of the day.
Doing what?
Doing interviews. More Robin Hooding interviews. You know, it's been a week since the Robin Hood story hit nationwide.
Right.
And for those that don't know, in Keene, New Hampshire, just type in Keene Robin Hood or Robin Hood Keene into Google News search and you'll see the stories. There have been dozens in major media like NBC, Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, The Telegraph, BBC Espanol. I mean, there's been
had about 10 seconds on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, that's right, which were hilarious. And so it's been all over the place. This huge story about the activists here in the Keene area, including myself, although I'm barely on the streets doing Robin Hooding. We've been named in a lawsuit. The city of Keene wants to stop people from putting money in people's parking meters who have expired. So, you know, you find the parking enforcer, you walk in front of the person, preventing that parking enforcer from writing any tickets by depositing coins in expired meters before they can reach the meter to read it and write a ticket. And the city claims that it's not about the money. The city claims it's about harassing their officers. And anyway, this story just continues to gain traction. Tomorrow I'm going to be on Good Day. Good Day with Doug Steffen. Now, this is a show that is a morning show. And in syndication, in the radio syndication business, there just aren't very many syndicated morning shows. And the reason for that is most radio stations, they want to have something local on, even if they use a lot of syndicated shows, a lot of nationwide shows. They do want to have something local on. So usually the program director or some hired talent is the morning show host. So it's actually pretty tough to run a syndicated morning show. But Doug Steffen's been doing it for years. And, I mean, for a long time, he's one of the independent guys out there. His show isn't owned by one of the big, big syndicates like, you know, Clear Channel. This guy's on hundreds of radio stations. So I'll be on his show tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern Time to talk about Robin Hooding. Today I had at least five interviews about Robin Hooding. I recorded most of them, and I just haven't had a chance to put them all up yet. I've just been too busy catching up on emails and things like that from the trip. But the Robin Hooding story continues to be incredibly popular. And there's new developments, by the way. For those of you that haven't checked FreeKeene.com today, it was, I believe, yesterday afternoon when activists in Keene went in a group to the city building and proceeded to deliver flowers to the city offices in thanks for the wonderful press coverage that we've been receiving.
Sure.
Millions of dollars. And I'm not exaggerating. Millions of dollars in free publicity is what we've gotten out of this lawsuit.
Right. And to go back 90 seconds, I think that the money is not as much of the issue as success. Because even before the lawsuit and before all the publicity, the Robin Hood program, James Cleveland and his merry men, were successful by any measure. They
saved thousands of people from being ticketed.
And the sense in the city that I was getting was that the people of Keene were appreciative of what the Robin Hood was doing.
How were you getting that sense? Because if you read the Sentinel story, they want to make it seem like everyone hates the activists in Keene, and Robin Hooding's bad, and they're really mean people that are Robin Hooding, and this is kind of the official line.
Right, and The Exchange on NHPR with Laura Kanoy, this is just sort of the going right along with what you were saying. She had Jacqueline, her last name.
She's a reporter
me.
With the Sentinel. She had a reporter with the Sentinel. I know that much.
On her show, and the reporter was saying that the people of Keene were worried about the safety of the parking enforcement officers, or they didn't like what Robin Hood was doing. But the reason that I get the sense that it was a success and that people appreciated it was because they were voting with their wallets. They were putting money into envelopes. They were sending it to James Cleveland. They were giving him money on the streets. The business owners were giving him money on the streets. He was getting handshakes, hugs. Am I right?
All of those things. Yeah, absolutely all of those things. But you can't really say how many people support Robin Hood.
Yeah, I get the sense that I get from anecdotal evidence, but I haven't had any
contrary.
But
that's all anyone gets. That's all anyone ever gets. And that's why I think that this position that, oh, everybody hates you is ridiculous, because I know for a fact that not everyone hates the activists in Keene. Even before Robin Hooding, I knew that was true. And Robin Hooding, I think, has brought whatever level of awareness people have had in Keene of the activities of some of the activists here to a new plateau. Because I think that previously there's been some really great activism in Keene. I mean, no doubt about it. Some of the stuff that's happened in the past year is what inspired me to move, and then I inspired some other people to move, and those people who were inspired to move have inspired others, and there's like these different waves of people that have moved here based on some of the civil disobedience that has gone on. This isn't really even civil disobedience, but it's very newsworthy. It's probably the most newsworthy thing that's ever happened here, at least according to the actual news coverage. I could argue that other stories should have been more newsworthy, like Rich Paul taking his marijuana,
his hands.
Yeah, his marijuana charges to trial and facing 81 years in prison. But, you know, the media cares about what the media cares about. And in this case, they cared about the Robin Hooding story. It's touched a lot of lives. The Bearcat thing, where we opposed this militaristic tank that came into town, that was a pretty good one. But I think the Robin Hood one goes further than that in touching people's lives in a positive manner. A lot of people agreed with the activists on the Bearcat on both, you know, Republican and Democrat sides of things. And on the Robin Hood thing, that's true as well. But in this case, we're actually helping people directly.
Right.
We're actually, you know, through the boots, you know, boots on the ground, direct action style activism, we're actually helping people have a better day. You know, instead of getting that nasty feeling in the pit of your stomach where you come out of some business and you see this orange ticket on the front of your car windshield and your stomach just kind of sinks. Instead of getting that feeling, you walk up to your car and there's a little note there letting you know you've been saved from having that feeling. I mean, that's elation. So to help people feel those things is why you're seeing the checks come in. That's why you're seeing people give you hugs on the street and hand you cash, because people feel good about what's actually going on here. And when you make somebody feel good, they're going to tell others about it. So you save somebody from getting a ticket once, maybe twice. At some point, they're going to go back to the office and they're going to say, wow, you guys won't ever believe what happened to me on my lunch break. Someone saved me from a parking ticket, and then, oh yeah, that happened to me 2 weeks ago. You know, so people talk about that kind of thing, and that's one of the reasons why the city of Keene's so upset.
Yeah, the Sentinel reporter, Jacqueline
Palachico, I think.
Yeah, Palachico.
Okay,
had been saved by Robin Hood, but she threw him under the bus.
Man. It's got to be tough working for the Sentinel. I mean, I don't know the young lady you're talking about. Maybe I've encountered her once or twice out there, but I don't have much experience with her. But, you know, you don't toe the Sentinel's line, you're probably not going to be employed for very long. And the Sentinel's line is the city's line. It's very rare that they're going to disagree with the city, especially when it comes to their position on the activists. Had you seen the letter from Prince John?
No.
So some of the activists have taken to calling the city manager here in Keene Prince John, because his name's John McLean. And, of course, you know, it's right out of the Robin Hood book, right? Prince John. So he wrote a letter to the editor of the Sentinel, basically addressing his subjects. And maybe I should pull it up, because I think it's actually worth sharing. We'll do that here in a short bit and continue to give you the latest on what has happened with Robin Hooding. But basically, he addresses the issue and actually lays out some of the same allegations against the Robin Hooders, which some who know, who claim to know the law are saying could be libel. Because apparently, Johnny Ray, if you say in a lawsuit that someone did X and someone didn't actually do X, well, that's not libel, because it's a suit in a court, so therefore, for whatever reason, it's not libel. But if you get on the radio and or in print and you make a false claim about somebody with the intention of, you know, trying to damage them, then that, I think, might just be considered libel. If it's been recorded and it's not recorded in a court filing, you should be able to be held liable for that, personally. Whether he will be or not is another question, but it's interesting. We'll give you the contents of his letter coming up here in a bit. Also, an update from Johnny Ray is on the way on this Guatemalan dictator who last week we thought was going
away for 80 years.
Prison at age 86 or something like that. But there's news. We'll give you the latest coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, I think the Rob Ford crack starter is going to crash through $100,000 by the time we're done with the show here tonight. Johnny Ray, for those that don't know, Rob Ford is the Toronto mayor, at least for now, has allegedly been caught smoking crack on video. And if Gawker.com can come up with $200,000, they might be able to purchase that video. And I say if the plans fall through, they'll take all the money donated and actually donate it to a charity that helps keep people, you know, helps them with addictions. Yeah. So your money will go to something good, either giving you 90 seconds of entertainment on YouTube or possibly helping people with drug addictions, because they're buying it from a Somali drug lord who probably isn't going to use the money to help people if he gets it.
Except himself.
You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and the link to the Crack Starter is there if you'd like to donate to that. We are talking about Prince John. He is the city manager of Keene, New Hampshire, and he has written a letter to the editor addressing the citizens of Keene. We'll share that with you here in moments. But coming up in about a month from now, Porkfest X, June 17th through the 23rd. Rogers Campground is where it's happening, same as last year. It's beautiful in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and what's better than the view is that you'll be around probably over 1,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented people at the same campsite. It's an awesome time in the woods, a whole week with your libertarian and voluntarist friends and people you've never met before but are waiting to be your friends in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the place to be if you love the ideas of liberty as part of the Free State Project. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is one of the two events the Free State Project puts on a yearly basis as kind of a showcase to let you discover what it's like to actually live near, in close proximity to people who actually think like you do. And where I come from, that was a problem. I don't know about you, Johnny Ray, in Asheville, North Carolina, but in Florida, we would have under a dozen people, usually closer to the less than half, you know, around half a dozen amount, come to libertarian meetings.
Yeah, that was the same. That was my experience also.
What was the population in the area you were? Because my county was about 300,000 people.
Well, 65,000 in Asheville, 65,000,
75,000. 75,000 in the Sarasota city proper, but Florida's so sprawly.
Right.
It just keeps going. Beyond, you know, the city boundaries don't exist, essentially. There's just, you can't tell where the city ends and the county begins. It just sprawls out. So there's probably about 300,000 people in the county, and you factor in Manatee County, where Mark's from, you got another 250,000 there. You're looking at least 500,000 people, and all we can get was 5 to 10 people per meeting.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't make you feel like there's much you can do. And there wasn't much we could do. But if you're in New Hampshire, it all changes. Go to porkfest.com and be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can get registered now for $50 for the whole week. That gets you into a bunch of great events. You'll get to see Lou Rockwell speak. For instance, Dr. Mary Ruart is going to be there speaking. She's one of my favorites. Porkfest.com. And we'll see you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. I will be having a debate with Chris Cantwell, apparently, or a discussion, I guess would be a better way to put it, because I don't like to debate. But I do like to have discussions about peace, and Chris Cantwell will be taking a position of violence, the advocate of violence, and I will be advocating peace, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, you'll be amazed with just what you were saying, Ian, the people that are there, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who are willing to let their neighbors be free, who aren't suspicious of their neighbors, makes for an incredible experience. And New Hampshire in the summertime, top to bottom, is like paradise.
It can rain a little bit, but I think rain is nice. You know, that doesn't really necessarily bother me. And if you're prepared for it, you get the right equipment.
I've seen rain, but my memories of Porkfest that I've been to are sunshine gentle breezes.
Some Porkfests are better than others, but it doesn't matter to me. Even if it's raining, then it still means you're around some of the best people you can imagine. So porkfest.com, go check it out. Learn more. We'll see you there. John McLean is the city manager of Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we tend to spend most of our time in that particular geographic, geopolitical designation. But according to his letter to the editor of the Sentinel, the Keene Sentinel, he says the parking meter situation with the Robin Hoods, the people who are saving motorists from being ticketed, he says it's not about money. Here's his letter. And this is, by the way, from freeconcord.org, which was also posted at freekeen.com. Thanks to Garrett for scanning this in. To the citizens of Keene, by now you are all aware that the city of Keene commenced legal action against six individuals who have been conducting and coordinating a six-month campaign of pursuit and intimidation of the city's parking enforcement officers with the stated intention of eliminating their employment and with them a department of city government. Now, I think it's interesting that John McLean is so full of himself in this instance to believe that everyone in Keene knows about what's going on here.
Yeah, that's presumptuous for sure.
Now, if that were true, I would think that is absolutely splendid, because I would be very happy for people in Keene to be aware of this and be talking about it. And no doubt, some people are. Maybe even many people in Keene are talking about this. After all, it's hitting international news. So even someone who's not really paying attention to the news, because in any given area, there's people who are really kind of politically tuned in, and then there are people who just don't care. They're busy with their own lives. They got their own things going on. They don't care about what's going on in the news. They don't care about what's going on in politics or anything like that. But everybody has people they know. And when you've got somebody who calls you up, even as someone who doesn't know what the news is, and say, "Hey, Joe, I saw Keene on Good Morning America today. You know, grandma's calling," or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, then Joe might find out what's actually going on in his town in that instance. So I think it's certainly plausible to believe that more people in Keene know about Robin Hooding than, say, some other activism in the past, simply because of the huge news coverage about it and because the Robin Hooders are actually out saving thousands of people from being ticketed. But to make the statement that you all are aware by now that the city of Keene has commenced legal action, I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, point number one. And then moving on, John McLean continues, or Prince John as he's now being called. "Contrary to these individuals' stated motives and apparently accepted without much question by some in the media, this activity is not about placing coins into parking meters. The city has no interest in whether or not these or other individuals wish to pay the parking meters, and no claim about this practice is made in the legal action." Well, the legal action says one thing, that they have nothing they can do from a law standpoint to put a stop to this. So it is admitted by them that it is legal in their own court filing.
Putting change in the meters is legal. That's what it says in their court filing.
It doesn't say that outright, but it says there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay.
The city does have a legitimate interest, says John McLean, in protecting its employees from a coordinated activity involving multiple individuals who use radios to pursue, surround, and taunt the officers on a daily basis while they attempt to perform their duties. The city has a legitimate interest in protecting the employment relationship that exists among the city and its employees. We'll continue with his statement here in moments. His proclamation to the people of Keene. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. The Guatemalan dictator story, we'll update you on that here in moments as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. Take control of these airwaves. That's the point of the show. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
They want to tell you about another great podcast that you can go and check out. You should go and check out, even if you're not in school. It's the School Sucks Project. It's not only a podcast, it's also a call-in show. It's a YouTube channel and a web community promoting real education, as opposed to the government's version of it, and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can go. Register an account, participate in the forum, suggest show topics, and access years of archives, which are available for free. SchoolSucksProject.com. You ever heard the show, Johnny Ray?
Yes, I have. I heard them talking. They did a multi-part series on Sudbury schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they have someone on who had actually gone to the Sudbury school?
I don't recall. I think I only heard the first part. And
Was it positive coverage?
They were, really, to get the scoop, you'd need to listen to it because I'm going to screw it up. But they were not as impressed as they were expecting to be.
Interesting. I've heard things from people, and again, it's schoolsucksproject.com. I've heard stories from people who've actually been to Sudbury schools, and they raved about it.
Nice.
A couple guys here in the Keene area that used to come out to Social Sundays that told me in detail once what their experience was like going to these schools. And, I mean, if you've been to a Sudbury school, I'd be interested in hearing what you thought. And I could see, you know, so I'm sure everybody has their own opinion about how things are organized, but it sounded way better than a government school situation. Basically, the way it was described to me is as essentially an unschooling school. So it was like a place where you would send your kids during the day where they would then have total educational freedom.
Uh-huh.
So instead of you having to kind of figure out what to do at home while your kids are there, they would go to this location, the Sudbury school. The kids apparently were in charge of everything. They basically run the school.
Yeah.
So they would vote on, for instance, you want to hire a new janitor? Well, they'd have to interview the janitors or the prospective janitors.
The students. Amazing.
Yeah. And then they would, you know, decide amongst themselves whether or not. And it's probably democratic. But again, if your democracy is consensual, then I don't have any problem with it.
Exactly.
The problem with democracy as we know it, as applied to a government, is that it gives 51% the ability to coerce or control with violence, with a threat of violence, the 49%. Well, if everybody agrees in advance to play along with this little democracy, or so long as they're free to leave if they don't like it, then that's okay, as long as we're talking about something like private property, like a school.
Yeah, and as long as we're running off on this tangent here, it's just like you say, we Americans and people all over the world get so twisted up arguing about the minutiae of their particular systems, and it's got the problems don't come from that at all. It's from the fact that we're forced, we're coerced, we're threatened, and fear is used on us to make us, to bend us into these systems, and that's poison.
Absolutely, because if you can't leave, if you're not free to opt out, and I don't mean physically leave an area, I mean if you're not free to opt out of this program, this government school program, then that encourages poor behavior. It encourages them to do whatever they want and get away with it, to spend as much money as they want and get away with it, to provide low-quality education and have no accountability for it. If there's the ability to withdraw one's funds, then instantly things would start to change for the better, I think, in the government school system.
Yeah, the only incentive that public bureaucrats have, as long as they've got the police to intimidate, as long as they're not accountable, as long as there's not a competitor out there, the only thing that they're worried about is how they look. They don't need to get results. They just want to look good.
Well, they do want that increased budget.
That makes
them
more popular at parties.
They want to look good to the people in the legislature as well, so they can keep getting money.
Uh-huh.
So back to this. So Sudbury schools sound like a great idea to me. I'd love to see one in the Keene area someday. I think it'd be cool.
Yep.
I don't know if we have one. I don't think so. Anyway, back to the story by John McLean. This is John A. McLean, the city manager of Keene, New Hampshire, a little town of 25,000 people. They call it a city, but it's a big town. Let's give it that. Yes, Keene's nice. It does have some comforts like Target and Walmart, Home Depot. So it's big enough to have those box stores, uh-huh. But it's also small enough you can bike across it in no time. Anyway, John McLean is trying to... I'm not sure what the point of this is. He's written this letter to the editor of the Sentinel. It's just posturing, I guess, political posturing, because essentially the Sentinel has been a mouthpiece for the city in this situation where the city government is going after the Robin Hooders, the people that are on the streets saving folks from getting parking tickets. They're suing us with a civil case. And, you know, the city newspaper wrote up their story about that lawsuit without interviewing anyone from Robin Hood. So they basically took the story from the lawsuit. They went in and they read the city's lawsuit and wrote their story about that. I have yet to get a request. I was interviewed by the Sentinel reporter a month previous when there were rumblings about the city might do something about Robin Hooding. He did interview me for that, but they didn't interview me or James Cleveland or anyone else for Robin Hood.
What do you mean rumblings?
Well, there were rumors.
I remember hearing James talking about this, but I don't know what... I mean, he doesn't have an insider.
People who know people who know people.
Okay.
We're rumbling.
I see.
So John McLean is laying it out there. He's putting it out there as to what the city's doing. He says it's not about the money. He says it's about harassment. It's about protecting their employees. He continues in his missive. The city took legal action, he says, against these individuals after the pursuit and harassment began to extend to the officers even while they were off duty and on their own time enjoying the city as ordinary citizens. Now, he makes it sound there like there's a concerted effort to track down the parking enforcement officers while they're off duty and, harangue them or something. It's a ridiculous claim. There have been two incidents. One of them happened after the lawsuit was filed, where we were having Social Sunday out in a park, and one of the parking enforcers happened to bring his kid to the same park and was on the playground hundreds of feet away from us. In the other instance, Graham Colson, who's one of the Robin Hooders, encountered one of the parking enforcers when he was off duty downtown in Keene, because Keene's a small place. It's not hard to come across people you know downtown.
That's for sure.
And so it was a total accident. I guess the dude was dressed in a dark blue or some sort of jumper or whatever, and Graham wasn't paying close enough attention, and he thought he was there on duty. And I guess he said something to him. I'm sorry. It's not illegal to say something to someone on the street.
Uh-huh.
Now, it could be considered illegal, like stalking or harassing, and I don't have the exact legal definition pulled up in front of me, but if I were to say something to you on the street, Johnny Ray, that you found offensive, and you were to tell me, Ian, I'd appreciate it if you would not speak to me in public again, and then I continued to do that against your wishes, maybe you'd have some kind of a claim to make at that point. Maybe. And I don't even know about that, because if you're in public, shouldn't people be free to say things? If you're not on, it's not private property, so shouldn't they be?
Yes, they should.
So I don't even know if that would be considered harassment, because I've heard that harassment has to do with a threat of violence or with, you know, putting someone in fear for their life.
I think on Free Talk Live a few episodes ago, that notion was
quashed.
Exactly.
I'll have to look up the actual definition of the RSAs. So anyway, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's been no concerted effort. No one's ever gone to the house of one of these parking enforcers. There was one street encounter on a day off, and there was one encounter after the suit was filed in a park, which wasn't even an encounter. I walked by the playground as I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, both cases, it sounds like, were the results of happenstance,
yep.
Which means it was not a concerted effort.
But that's not the way they're making it look here. And you're right, he does use the term concerted. He says, this is not a situation involving an occasional irate citizen objecting to a parking ticket. This is a concerted action occurring over days, weeks, and months, intended to coerce the officers into quitting. Is he projecting a little bit here? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More from Prince John, the city manager in Keene. Here in moments, we'll also take your calls as well. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control and bring up anything you'd like. If you want, or sit back and enjoy. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But better than sitting back, tell some friends about Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can do that is with our archives. You can go to freetalklive.com, and right there at the top of the page, you can grab the last 7 days' worth of the show. Then go to the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all completely free. Plus, we've got a SoundCloud. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, where not only will you get access to Free Talk Live episodes going way back, but you'll also get access to Edgington Post episodes, which is the interview series that Mark does weekly. And I know he recorded some interviews at the Bitcoin conference, so you can probably expect those to start coming out on Edgington Post. Again, you can get that at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Plus, other things that I find relevant, I'll post there, like the interviews that I did today on the radio. I did several of them. I will post those to the Free Talk Live SoundCloud page. You can see those or listen to them as well at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We can continue with John McLean's letter to the editor, where he is addressing the Robin Hooding issue in moments here. But Chris is on the line in Toledo. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Hey, good. Great. What's on your mind, Chris?
I just wanted to talk about jury nullification for a second.
Yeah, go.
I was wondering if you guys thought it would happen more if there weren't measures in place during the jury selection process to weed those people out.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously. They're very interested in the jury selection process, in finding the most obedient, state-worshipping people to be on those juries. So, yeah, they ask certain questions on the jury application forms that are designed to kind of root out people that are independently minded.
Yeah, Chris, are you familiar? Because I'm not. I'd like to ask you and Ian what some of these questions might be that would be used to weed out a agitator for jury nullification.
I know one, but do you know of any, Chris?
Well, I had a personal experience. That's why I called in tonight.
Do tell.
Because I was selected to be on a jury, and by almost the end, I was picked to be on and everything. They had weeded out several people. And one of the final questions they asked, they went over the trial process, and they said, okay, once all the evidence is given, the judge is going to tell you what the law is and give you instructions, and you'll go in the jury room and deliberate on the law and make your ruling based on that. And they said, does anybody have a problem with this? And I raised my hand and said, well, I do. But if the law is in some kind of dispute with my conscience, then I'm going to go with my conscience. And the lawyer...
Just a point of clarification. Before you go on, before you, just to make clear, when you made that statement about your conscience, were you in front of the other jurors, or had you walked up and started a private conference with the judge and the lawyers at that point?
No, that was in front of everybody.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that you were able to do that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and the lawyer immediately snapped at me and said, hey, you see that judge up there? He represents the state of Ohio. I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and I was excused.
Wow. Which lawyer was that, the prosecutor that said that?
I think it was. I'm not 100% sure. Huh.
Yeah, so discretion is really important when you're going through these processes. The jury nullification, for those that don't know, Johnny Ray, can you describe what jury nullification is?
Sure. It's just like Chris was saying. When you are on a jury, you are not required to rule based on the facts of the case and the law as it's written.
Even though the judge will tell you that you are.
Yeah, and the judge may use language that is a little weird that makes it sound like that's what he's saying. Even if he's complying with, say, for example, in Rich Paul's case, I think he was giving a statement that he was that was based on New Hampshire law, where he was where the judge is required to kind of explain the concepts of jury nullification.
I don't know if that's what the law requires. I think the law allows jury nullification to be
okay.
a defense and allows for jury nullification instructions, but I don't believe the law actually specifies those instructions.
So, but getting back to jury nullification, basically you can vote guilty or not guilty based on your conscience.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want you to do that, so they're going to do everything they can, including lie to you, to get you to think otherwise. And most jurors are very susceptible to these methods because they're coming from a man who's sitting up higher than them, who wears a robe, who acts very self-important, who has men who will follow his every command. And so when that man in the robe says to them, you must follow the law as it applies in this case, you must do as I say, basically, they do as he says. Or in your case, if you speak up and stand up for yourself and your conscience, then you're removed from the jury. Someone with a conscience is not wanted by the actors calling themselves the state on a jury. And that's what you learned here, the kind of the hard way. The folks over at the FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, do have some specific suggestions for jurors, and I would recommend that anyone who's interested in learning more about that go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org, to learn more about some of the tricks that the state will use. One of them is on the application to ask you what of what organizations you are a current member. So therefore, if you're a member of the Libertarian Party or something like that, right? You know, some sort of obvious liberty-oriented group, you're going to be out. You know, you're not going to make it through the selection process at all. So there's certain questions they'll ask. And in the case of the FIJA actually recommends people go so far as to suspend their memberships in such organizations so as to not be perjuring themselves if asked, you know, a question about that. And then once you get done with jury duty, then you would go back to becoming a member of that organization that might be questionable. So there are certain ways to kind of weasel around these methods to filter you out. And basically, you have to do it without being dishonest, which is tricky.
Because you're putting yourself in danger if you perjure yourself in the jury selection process.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, thanks for sharing your story. Any other observations you want to share?
No, that was it.
All right. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks, Chris. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
For those of you that don't know, jury nullification is demonstrably effective. At least in New Hampshire, it is.
Yes, there was the one episode of it with a Free State Project participant being on the jury of a guy who was growing marijuana for his religious purposes. He was Rastafarian. And he was found not guilty. And it's largely because of the efforts of that one juror. And I think that that's instructive. Because people, they just want to get along. They just want to go along to get along for the most part. And if you're going to be a stick in the mud and you're going to say not guilty, and they can't say anything to swing you over, you could swing an entire jury over to not guilty just because they're going to want to go home. They're going to perceive that, you know, this is going to take too long to try to convince this person. This person is really resolute in their beliefs, and Well, let's just go with not guilty. That's what happened in Greenfield in Massachusetts, where there was one guy voting not guilty at the they take that initial vote when they go back in the jury deliberation room. There was the one guy who voted not guilty who changed all the votes of all the other jurors. And it was an incredible story. I don't know if the story in New Hampshire is exactly the same, but it sounded familiar. It sounded kind of similar when we were talking with Kathleen Converse, who was the lady in question. If you've got the resolution, the dedication, the integrity to make that stand for what you believe in, and that is, hey, yeah, I don't think this guy hurt anybody, he shouldn't go to prison, then you'd be surprised how many of those other jurors will just go on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see how it would be frightening. You're in the courthouse, you're in the belly of the beast, and maybe you're worried that there's going to be some kind of reprisal taken on you by the justice system or by the police.
It's a legitimate concern. I mean, if you've been around for long enough, especially if you've been around in a small town where you hear stories about people, the longer you're around, the longer you are more likely to encounter the stories of corruption. I mean, you get this story about this mayor in Toronto smoking crack on video. You just start to hear things about how things really work. And when you hear about some of the corruption in the police and the government, it wouldn't surprise me at all if there were members on Rich Paul's jury, our friend who's facing 81 years in prison for selling some cannabis. If there were people on that jury who were just so scared that this could happen to them, that the state could concoct something to go after them with, if they wanted to punish them for standing firm on principle, it's not an illegitimate fear on their part. It's fear, no doubt about it, and people that are ruled by fear and live by fear, I think, are living very unhealthy, unfulfilling lives, but I don't blame anybody for being scared. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. The Rob Ford Crack Starter will give you an update coming up here in moments. I threw my $5 in. Oh, yeah, it's good news. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can take control here in hour number 3, which is imminent. Plus, the update coming up from Johnny Ray. We're going to get his game of the week. We'll start with that so we don't miss it. And then we'll also talk about the Guatemalan dictator and an update on that case. It's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.